scheduling problem prevented me from being at the Apollo Theater last night for the Apollo Hall of Fame induction of Lionel Richie and Etta James.
Unbelievable.
Skeet Richie.
Unbelievable.
Homeboy.
Listen, Tom. We have crossed the unofficial official waters of here we are, Mr. Richie. Mr. Joyner, Mr. Richie.
There's a lot of that going on at celebrations like last night, huh?
Last night was the confirmation of the fact that my mom and dad, you know, they said, watch out for that word when you become Mr. Richie. I am Mr. Richie. I mean, I heard that so much last night, I had to look around to see if my dad was there.
Yeah, Mr. Lionel B. Richie Jr.
Jr. Got
inducted into the Apollo Hall of Fame. I understand you you reflected on a story of the first time we performed in New York.
Well, and I told the story. Everyone was thinking I was going to come from some wonderful, lofty story about our first days here. Tom Joyner, you were there, by the way. Let me just say that to you when we first arrived in New York City.
Okay, what happened was when it was break time in school, we would go play. Mm-hmm. This time, we went to New York.
New York City?
Exactly right.
We went to New York. First day, we were robbed.
We pulled up in front of the YMCA, went in to get a key, get all of our keys, came back out, and the van was empty. Completely empty. I mean,
all the equipment.
Oh my God!
Our uniforms.
The spare tire. The spare tire was gone. Do you understand?
Everything. We drove all the way from Alabama
and pulled up. And all of a sudden, I went to the policeman and I said, look, we've been robbed. And the guy said, listen, there's no problem. He's just as calm as he can be. He said, just put someone on four corners of this block right here. Just all four corners. He said, your stuff will show up. And sure enough, I'm standing on the corner, and the guy walks up to me and said, I got an organ. And I said, how much? He said, $1,000. I said, I have $20. He said, I'll take that. That's good. And we went through that. You know, I got a saxophone.
Oh my
How much? How much? Give me $500. I said, I have 10. I'll take that.
And you got everything back.
Everything back except my uniform top. And here's the bad part about it. I had a white uniform top with Richie written on the back of it. Now, we're playing Small's Paradise now. We're in the third week of playing. And this 6'5", 6'8" brother walks in the door with my white jacket on with Richie written on the back of it. And so I went over to the bouncer and I said, Frank, I said, there's my jacket. He said, I see it. It's got Richie. Remember Frank?
I'm a Frank, yeah.
I even called the name. I can't remember. I can't forget that. I said, dude, he's got my jacket. He said, go over and kick his butt. I'll back you up. Well, needless to say, the brother walked in and walked out with my jacket.
Sybil, what happened was this was like a Monday. When we got to you were performing
that Monday night.
We arranged to perform at Small's Paradise, the famous Small's Paradise, on a Monday night, off night. No one goes to the club on Monday nights.
Right.
So we called everybody
friend we knew
that ever went to school in Tuskegee.
Right.
We called it Tuskegee Alumni Association, New York, and packed the place. And
so it was billed to all of our friends as our premiere in New York City.
Wow.
And we got the equipment and everything back just in time to perform.
Wow. That's a great story.
Of course, Pete Small saw, oh my God, these kids can draw these kind of crowds every night. So he canceled whoever was going to be in there for the next month, and we had a gig. That was the end of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it was
a summer job.
We definitely had a summer job. But I have to tell you, though, all the musicians were mad at us, all the local musicians, because they kept saying to us, oh, yeah, you guys play for the union. No, we're just up here for the summer, sir.
Right, because it's a big union town.
Yeah, right. We're
college kids.
Yeah, see, we're college kids just hanging out.
So we
took everybody's job. But I have to tell you that I told that story last night at the Apollo.
Oh, you did?
I said, yes, I did. And because what I wanted to understand was, you know, what was the highlight of making it in this whole town? you played the Apollo. Mm. It's not that you played Madison Square Garden. That was so far out of reach.
Yep.
You know, it wasn't that you played Radio City Music Hall. That's too far out of reach. But if you made it at the Apollo Theater, you had made it in this town.
Tell me about it, man. Yes,
you know, sir. So here I am, you know, standing up on that stage, and they're giving me the, what, the Hall of Fame? I said, what are you talking about?
Wow. That
but it's quite an honor, and believe me when I tell you, this is, as far as I'm concerned, this is the royalty of what this business is all about. Because one thing about Harlem and one thing about the Apollo that you'll know is that was the proving ground for talent.
Mm.
If you can make it in at the Apollo, you can make it anywhere.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. And then turn the clock to today, and here you are. You have remade yourself as a country and western superstar.
Come on now.
You've sold more country and western. You sold more albums with the new Tuskegee Duets country and western songs than you did with any of the Commodores or any of the Lionel Richie albums put together.
No, Tom, isn't this amazing? What I didn't realize was when someone said, well, how are you going to do this? I mean, are you really going to try this? I said, no. What I have found is that the only difference between Easy Like Sunday Morning, the only difference between Ceylon is we left the steel guitar out because we thought that might be not going to be agreeable to R&B. So we left it out.
Wow.
The only thing we did on these arrangements is we put it back in.
But, amazing.
And what's really amazing, Sybil, is what he's done with this number one duets album is he's crossed every line.
Yeah.
Racial, gender, age,
right.
Economics, CDs to iTunes. He's crossed
criminals that stole
every line.
I have to tell you, if I told you Lionel Richie has been invited to everything from rodeo to NASCAR.
Wow.
You understand me? I'm telling you right now, it is official. It is absolutely official that I am country. But what they did was, I tried to tell them, and this is the truth. I never had to go country. I've always been there.
Country came to you. Yeah.
Now, is that why you named it Tuskegee? Because
absolutely. I didn't want to name it Nashville because that means I'm trying to go Nashville.
Right.
No.
I'm a country boy. What are you talking about?
Yeah. We're from Tuskegee.
I'm from Tuskegee, right. Alabama.
You don't get much more country than that.
You can't get more country than that. You know, so when I got there and started talking about my roots, and then what you really want to hear is Kenny Chesney and Blake Shelton. And all these guys talk about when they were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kenny Chesney will tell a story about when he was 9 years old. And he was 9 years old now. You hear this story?
Mm-hmm.
9 years old. And, of course, Penny Lover was his favorite song. That's all he wanted. And you start thinking about all these. Willie Nelson walked in. And I said, Willie, don't you want the lyrics to the song? He said, no, Lionel, I don't need the lyrics. I know the song. But what most people don't know is that back in the day when Three Times a Lady was number one on the charts with the Commodores, Conway Twitty cut Three Times a Lady back then.
Is that right?
We just didn't talk about it. Country radio got it. But Three Times a Lady was Conway Twitty.
Wow. I'm out of time, homie.
I can stay here all day. I got some more to say, man.
Call me.
Call me. Tom, I'm telling you, it was a fabulous thing, but, man.
Sorry I couldn't be there, man.
That's all right, my brother. You in spirit, you were there.
All right.
I love you, man.
All right, call me later, man. We got to catch up.
I will, man. Love you to death, you guys.
Take care,
baby.
That's why I stalk him. That is why I stalk that man. Oh, my gosh.
I forgot all about that. We got all that stuff stolen in New York.